Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, teacher, writer, actor, and father, Anthony Montez.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Kathy Siegel Garcia. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Happy New Year. This is our New Year show. It's actually New Year's Eve. That is when this show is coming out. We're taping it before New Year's Eve, and so with that, I want to say not only Happy New Year, but congratulations, because if you're listening to this, you're here. You made it here. And that's happy for all of us. And sadly, some people may not have made it here. And so this show is about that. This show is called Out of the Darkness into the Light. And our guest is going to share some of his experiences of the darkness and of the light, how he made it out of darkness into light, and how he's helping other people into light. And you'll understand more what that means when we talk to our guests. Now, this is his way of sharing, and him sharing his story as he has, and we'll learn more about it later, is helping other people talk about something that in certain cultures, in certain groups, is taboo, or they think they're the only one. On a lighter side, interestingly enough, I shared something this holiday season that people started saying things like, "I can't believe you're sharing that," or "I'm experiencing the same thing." Just from me sharing, helped them. And it helped expand this kind of conversation. I'll share with you what I shared. If you're a Facebook friend, you may have already seen it. If you're not on Facebook with me, by all means, go to Filippo Voltaggio and become a Facebook friend. And this is what you will see there if you go there now. This holiday season, I have experienced an interesting phenomenon. Each time after leaving a holiday party, a seasonal event, or a Christmas concert, I felt like I had just experienced Christmas. And the next morning, I'd feel like Christmas had passed. That is, until the next event, where I'd feel like it was Christmas all over again. The past couple of days, with more events, it has felt to me like I was living somewhere between the stories of A Christmas Carol, in which the main character wakes up to realize he hasn't missed Christmas, and Groundhog Day, in which the main character relives the same day over and over again. In trying to figure out why I might be having these sensations, I have explored the possibility that maybe Thanksgiving was celebrated a week earlier this year than it has been in a while. Maybe because of that, Christmas decorations and holiday advertisements seem to appear in stores and online much earlier this year as well. I also noted that since I have a lot of friends who celebrate Hanukkah, that it seemed to be celebrated a lot earlier this year than in recent past years. And although all of this was true, I came upon yet another reason that brought it all home for me, and it came to feel like I had received the greatest Christmas gift ever. Perhaps fueled by the fact that I have known that I would not be able to spend Christmas Day, or New Year's Eve for that matter, with friends and family, because I'll be performing in Europe, I consciously chose to celebrate each event leading up to my trip as if it were my special Christmas. As much as I knew how, I became as present as possible. Well, as much as I knew how, I became as present as possible with everyone at every event during my doing my best to give and receive my best understanding of the Christmas spirit. I also chose to spend less energy buying things and more energy taking the time to meet with people, do for people and do with people than I usually am able to take the time to do. In essence, I was giving less presence with a T and giving more presence with a C. Consequently, I found myself more present than I probably have ever been on Christmas Day in the past, wherein I have wondered, did I buy enough presents? Did I spend enough on this or that person? Based on the gift they gave me, did I buy the right size for them? Will they like what I bought? Are people eating and liking the dish I made? Sadly, I could go on and on. Happily, however, this year it has been different. And the best part is that I get to continue doing it at several parties, events, concerts, performances, until Christmas Day. And if I can, I intend to take it to Europe and back and into the new year and beyond. And I'll give you an example. Just from sharing that, somebody wrote on my post. Actually, it was Nancy O'Connor Cochran. I just gave a shout out to you and Happy New Year to you. She wrote, I can't believe I'm reading this. I've been experiencing the same thing. I've been experiencing that same feeling after each traditional event and party I've attended this holiday season. And so other people have shared how this has been the feeling for them this year, and maybe others will feel like this next year or maybe all year long. So in a similar way, as we share some of our stories, we learn more about ourselves, we learn more about each other, and we open up conversations that at this point in time are very important to open up. So I'm looking forward to this conversation with our guest, Anthony Montes, and afterwards, live music with Kathy Siegel Garcia, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger. And Mark, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And I'm thinking that if we combine those two and stay in presence, then it's Groundhog Christmas and Groundhog Hanukkah.
Oh.
We just, every day is Christmas. Every day is Hanukkah. From here forward, right?
I like it.
All right.
I like it. Well, then, Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Well, as I said, we're calling the show Out of the Darkness into the Light, at least this episode, because our guest, who's an award-winning actor, director, writer, and producer, has written that play with that title and turning it into a movie. Now, actually, I should say it's his story that he's writing into a play and into a movie, and we're so glad he's doing it because you'll see when we get a chance to chat with him what it's all about. Welcome, Anthony Montes, to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's great having you. I've enjoyed our conversation, and can I say right off the bat, I know you're teaching in San Francisco, so It's good to have you here in Los Angeles with us. And when I asked you, how is San Francisco and how is the teaching, One of the first things you said, you know, it's hard to see the homeless people and how they're struggling. And I thought right away, thank you for not only mentioning that, but it's interesting that you talk about people that are mentally ill or can't fend for themselves and people needing to be taken care of. We all need to be taking care of each other and ourselves, obviously, of course. There are some very, very, very important people who can't take care of themselves, and those are children, like all children. Mm-hmm. And some parents who have their own stuff going on to such an extent that they not only can't take care of their children, but they actually make life potentially really, really difficult for children. So I say that because I know a little bit about your childhood growing up.
Yeah. I grew up with a mother who's amazing, but a father who's less than. He's probably should have never been a father. He was an alcoholic. He was a physically abusive, mentally abusive man. And my earliest memories were, you know, being punished, being hit, being put in the brig, which was a closet I couldn't get out of. As a result, I grew up with no self-esteem. I didn't like myself. I figured there must have been something wrong with me that my father don't like me, seemed to like me very much. And it caused me to be depressed a lot. I always wanted to be an actor. And in the beginning, I wanted to be an actor because I wanted to be anybody but me. So I would take on these characters and be these characters for days just to feel like I was being something, someone else, anyone but me. It wasn't until I got older and started teaching acting and acting and realized I wasn't becoming someone else. I was really getting in touch with who I was as a person. It was my father's negative impact on me that really put me on the tracks, literally, in 1983, July 4th, when...
Yeah, we'll talk about that, actually.
But yeah, he probably shouldn't have been. But he did give me a great book as a father of what not to do. That's why I wanted to include father, because that's the thing I'm most proud of, is being a dad.
You are a father, and just the smile that comes on your face while you say that.
I think I'm fortunate. My transformation out of the darkness, I can't give all the credit to myself. It's more my son Matthew has helped bring me out of the darkness, probably saved me from myself. So I'm very fortunate.
Wow. Wow, what a story. Actually, you started to allude to something that we will talk about when we come back. Something about the track. So out of the darkness into the light, we're talking to Anthony Montes. And a little later on, we're going to have Kathy Siegel Garcia joining us here in the studio to perform for us live, all on the Life Changes show when we come back after this.
Hey guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose, I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Anthony Montes. Okay. So you alluded to something about the tracks, and you literally meant tracks. What happened in 19, what did you say, 80?
1983, July 4th.
July 4th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I had had enough. I was working three jobs just to pay my rent. All I ever wanted to do was act. I didn't have anyone in my life and didn't think I ever would have love in my life. And I just wanted to silence my father's voice. And as the train was coming, I thought, well, this will do it. Mm. And I jumped.
Now, you had thought about this kind of thing for a
while. Many times. From being a child, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to live in a world where I wouldn't experience love. No one would ever thought I was thinking these thoughts. No one would have ever imagined I would try to take my life because I was always the class clown, the entertainer, fun, always smiling, laughing. Mm. But like a lot of people, underneath all of that, there was this deep pain.
It's interesting, too, that you probably didn't think other people were feeling the same things.
No, I thought. Well, I grew up in a house that we were taught what goes on in the house stays in the house. So I didn't know what was going on with other people, you know.
But it looked like some of
everyone else looked like they were doing way better.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else looked like they had a wonderful life.
Right.
And what I know is that's not true either.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people suffer in silence with depression.
You know that now.
I know that now.
Yeah.
Not at the time.
Yeah.
No, and I just felt like the victim. And every time an opportunity came in my life where it was change, I was like, why is this happening to me?
Mm.
I would take a bad thing and make it worse.
Mm.
And I had had enough of those bad things, and I couldn't see that there was any light at the end of the tunnel.
So you weren't actually like saying, okay, it's July 4th, this is the day I'm going to do something.
No, yeah. It wasn't thought out that way. Mm-hmm. It was in the spur of the moment. I was actually in my head in an argument with my father and, you know, saying it. And I remember him saying in my head, you wouldn't do it. So I wanted to prove him wrong. He hadn't literally said it to me.
Yeah.
But that was the feeling I had at the moment.
Yeah. How old were you?
27.
So talk about spur of the moment. As you did this and you did that part, it was successful, then you had another spur of the moment thought. That fascinates me.
Well, it was my father's voice inside my head that put me on the tracks, and the image of my mother having to see a son this way that took me off the tracks.
What's the word that describes that moment? What was that? Like love?
It was a realization. Love. Well, she is all love. And I just knew the pain this was going to cause her, that I was going to cause her.
Yeah.
You know, that this was really unthinkable. You know, if I didn't have her in my mind, if it was just about me, I don't know.
Mm.
But I did know she loved me, but I just couldn't put it through that.
The irony here is that you didn't want to live in a world that didn't have love, and yet you had it, but the other was just so strong. And that happens to so many of us. Is that we focus on, like you even said, take a good thing and make it bad even.
Right. Well, I think it's easier to focus on the darkness.
Mm.
Well, at least it was for me.
Mm.
You know, even I'd keep a diary and all I wrote about was what had gone wrong. Right? And I've changed that in the last 4 years and that has changed. Every morning I write a note to myself. And it's like anything can happen day. So I just date it and... Dear Anthony, and I've never been so positive with myself as I have been.
Wow.
So I would suggest that to everybody. It's a great, and I do with my teachings around the world, I have them writing and getting that stuff. As an artist, we have a way of getting that muck out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what other people do.
Yeah. Well, maybe other people paint or...
Paint? No. To take it and express
it. Oh, still an artist,
whatever.
I see. Yeah.
I mean, there are. I mean, it doesn't have to be that. It could be gardening. It could be meditating.
Right.
It could be
right.
Something to right. silence the negativity and to see the positive within us.
To see the positive. Well, I bet you've never shared your story in this way with so many interruptions, and I'm sorry, but in a way, it's just really interesting as we're weaving in and out of the drama mm-hmm. and finding a balance here. So let's go back into the drama for just a
sure,
moment.
Sure.
So you had a thought of your mom.
I had a thought of my mom. So the train was coming, and I couldn't remember where the third rail was, so I just jumped to my left. And I was able to it was outside, so I was able to grab onto the fence and pull myself in, but the train clipped me in my left elbow, and there was so much blood, I thought I had lost my arm. And they positioned the train to take me off, to help me out. I asked them if my arm was still there, because there was so much blood. And they said, yeah, and I said, okay, I'm going to go home. And they said, no, you can't go anywhere, the ambulance is coming, you have to go to the hospital. Which I did, and the nurse had me call someone. It was before cell phones. It was 83, and I called my mother. It was 3:23 in the morning. I said, Ma, and as soon as she said Anthony, I couldn't speak. I was so filled with emotion, and I gave the phone to the nurse, and she just said, Anthony's been hit by a train. You have to come to Elmhurst Hospital, and hung up.
Wow.
Yeah, so I thought, oh my God, how could you hang up on my mother? Tell her,
yeah,
she must think I'm in pieces. And I called her back.
Love.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't have her imagination go there. Mm. And I said, Ma, I'm okay. And she woke up my father and said, we have to go to Queens. Anthony's been hit by a train. And my father said to her, you go. So,
wow. You didn't find that out until later, though, right?
I didn't find that out until much later.
Yeah. Interesting, you also didn't share, like, we don't know your father's story. I don't know if he was in the war or, you know, what his childhood was like.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you're right. You maybe should have never been a father. And
right.
at the same time, knowing what you're doing with people now, it's hard to argue that you're in the right place, doing the right thing, helping people in a way that need to be helped.
Well, and the truth, too, with him and with everybody, I think, he was doing the best he could with the tools he had at the time. That was his best, you know. So I have learned to forgive him, which is necessary and healthy, I think, and to realize I love him.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away.
Wow. So you also didn't share this story with anybody?
No.
Was it shame?
I was embarrassed.
Embarrassed, okay.
Yeah, I was embarrassed to say that I tried to kill myself.
Yeah.
So everyone thought I slipped, because that's what I said. I said I was running for the train, there must have been ice cream or something, and I slipped and was going to have a lawsuit. I had a lawyer.
Wow.
And then I wasn't doing anything he asked, because for me it was just, you know, to make it look more legit that I slipped.
Wow.
But I didn't follow
That's
through
how
with
far
it.
You were willing to take
oh,
the
yeah.
story at one point.
Yeah.
Until you're, why didn't you, because you're conscious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wasn't going to benefit from this.
Yeah.
And in fact, what I told you before, a week later I saw was somebody had jumped out on the tracks to help a homeless person and was killed, wasn't able to squeeze where I was able to. He was a bigger guy. And they died.
So your life took a whole other meaning, more so maybe when you started sharing it, like actually saying,
yeah.
this is.
Yeah.
Or this was.
This was. I mean, I really thought, knew I had a story to share, that I can look at my life and see how we can change. We are not just born this way and that's the way we are, that we can change if we want to change. And I was an example of that. I am an example of that. So
you're a survivor in more ways than one.
I'm a survivor, and you know, I've been gifted this additional 35 years. So in the past 4 years, I've written a play about it called Subway Suicide. I turned that into a feature called The Last Train, and now my one-man show Out of the Darkness Into the Light, which is even more impactful, I think, because it's live and it's in person, and I do a Q&A afterwards, and everybody wants to talk.
Speaking of everybody wants to talk, you've had children want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You've had your students, mm-hmm. and it's opened up all kinds of conversations just by you sharing your story, just by people seeing the film. Mm-hmm. And then you encourage people to write their stories because they're in your class. So
right.
They're
right.
actors and right. So tell us about that.
Well, I had formed the Montez Method, which is my way of teaching acting. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of other forms. But one of the things I do is have them write. And the first thing I have them write is a personal monologue.
Ooh.
I don't make them talk about anything that they're not willing to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach a lot of people from other countries, and I teach in other countries. So it's not about how good my writing is. It's just to express yourself truthfully.
Nice.
And I have them write it in whatever language they speak.
And then, oh.
Yeah. And they don't read it the first time. I have another actor or actress read it. So they're hearing it for the first time.
Wow.
Coming out of someone else's mouth.
Wow.
And it's a great, well, for actors, it's great for emotional preparation. But for us as human beings, it's like, I don't know, it's a great healer. It's it's very forgiving. You can look at yourself and, you know, I had written out 203 pages of my life, and I read it once from my earliest memory to 37, and I saw that our life really reads like a book. Things I didn't like about myself, things I hated about myself, things I felt guilty about. When you get to that point in the book, that chapter of your life, you realize, oh my God, I've been judging myself by what I know now. I didn't know it then. Mm-hmm. That was the best I could be. That was the best I could have done. Mm-hmm. And then I had to accept that about my father too. Because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't just letting myself off the hook, mm-hmm. but it was the truth. And I went to the beach and screamed out over the ocean, I don't take any responsibility for anything I've ever done in my life. It's all my father's fault. And I drew a line in the sand and I stepped over and I said, whatever I do from this day forward is on me. So, and then I recognized things about myself and my life that I had to change if I was serious about changing.
And you share this in your plays, share it. In your, I mean, from this honest plays in your films, and then you share it with your students. If you're interested in learning more about not only the Montez Method, but also about the movies and mm-hmm. and the plays, you can go to anthonymontez.com. It's Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Montez, M-O-N-T-E-S.com. We'll be right back with more Anthony Montez. Just a few more minutes more is all we'll have time, but wow, already. Thank you for sharing like you've been sharing. We're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment with our producer, executive producer Dorothy Donahue, and then live music here with Kathy Siegel Garcia, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Anthony Montez. And I have to say, give a big shout out and thank you to Lael Belove, who met you and immediately thought of us and said, this is a conversation for the Life Changes show, and boy, is it.
Yeah, no, she heard it, saw it, and that's what's been happening with a lot of people, not in this level, but nobody leaves the theater afterwards. Everybody wants to share their story, mm-hmm. So I'm happy to listen and help keep hope alive.
And one last thing, actually, because Lael introducing you to us is like a sign to you,
mm-hmm.
that you're on the right track,
that
you're connecting with the people who get it, right?
Yeah,
and that you are hope and that you are keeping it alive and all of that. So just share with us what signs mean to you.
Well, I'm a big, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there are signs that if you leave yourself open to it, mm-hmm. A big sign from my grandfather in my life is daisies.
No.
And I could do a whole show just on the daisies, but I won't.
And someday maybe you'll write it.
Well, it is. It's in my one-man show.
Oh, it is.
It's
okay.
One of the stories. But when we met and she wanted to talk to me about you and where she saw me going with this show, as we're talking, she's got these daisy earrings on. So I don't know if I'm sitting here, if she's got something else. If she's got diamonds, I may, I might think, ah. And I follow those signs. I don't just see them as signs. I allow them to guide me.
Well, you in a way, you also said that there were signs potentially in your life, but you looked at them as maybe negative.
Yeah. No, I would take situations. I wouldn't see them as opportunities to grow. I would just say, why is this happening to me? And I would take a bad situation and make it worse. I no longer ask for things the same way because I know I don't see the big picture. It's like whatever's in my best interest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, speaking about the best interest, I know you have the best interest in mind for several people that you are coaching along,
yeah,
and helping them keep their hope alive.
Yeah.
You have offered that if anybody wants to contact you, they can do so through anthonymontes.com, mm-hmm. Montes, M-O-N-T-E-S.com. What a beautiful thing. And I should say, just watching even the clips, we put a clip on our website on the page that we created for you, Anthony, just watching like the official trailer of, mm-hmm. of The Last Train, it just conjures up a lot of emotion and already that support. So
yeah.
I look forward to seeing that film, actually, and many more. More power to you.
Oh, thank you. And you guys are doing a great job with your show, and you're changing lives as well. So you should be proud of yourself.
We are.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Anthony Montes.
Yeah.
And with that, I believe we have a shout-out today.
We have a couple of shout-outs, actually. We're going to give a shout-out to Rolling Hills United Methodist Church in Rolling Hills, California, and the Reverend Jonathan Shute for generously donating a Soundcraft 32-input audio console to our great friends at Kulak's Woodshed here in Los Angeles. And also a secondary shout-out to the legendary Ron McCoy, Ron McCoy Productions, and our own legendary Brent Hahn at Studio Noho for wrestling the darn thing down the stairs and delivering it to Kulak's. Kulak's Woodshed is a live music venue and multi-camera broadcast standard HD recording studio with multi-track audio, specializing in the promotion and celebration of singer-songwriters. All shows are webcast live with seating for 49 people. Artists range from beginners to Grammy winners. Check out kulakswoodshed.com, kulakswoodshed.com.
And with that, it's time for our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Nathan, and I am 13 years old and live in Brentwood, California. My mother has taken your workshop and listens to the Life Changes show, and I often hear your Ask Dorothy, and I like how you answer some interesting questions, so I thought I would see if you would be kind enough to answer mine. I feel like I've been born to help change the world, but I don't have a clue as to how I could possibly do anything to bring peace to this messed up planet. It is all I can do to get through each day of school, and I am afraid of what is going to happen when I start high school next year. Do you have any suggestions?
Dear Nathan, I am very excited for you because I intuit that you are right about coming to Earth to help change it for the better. I also believe you're on overwhelm because you think you have to do this by yourself. The truth is that there are so many of us who have come to Earth at this time to assist in bringing peace and goodwill to all. It is important to know that you're not alone and that there are millions of people who are here to help. However, let's remember that before we can create world peace, we must create peace within our individual hearts and minds. You say you're afraid about going into high school, and this indicates to me that you're not at peace. Nathan, do you know that you are the power in your world and that every thought you think and word you speak and action you take are what is creating your reality? Once you know and accept this, you can begin making more elegant choices than being afraid of the future. Fear and excitement are interchangeable, and you can start choosing to be excited about all of the wonderful things higher education will bring into your life. There will be new friends, new ideas, and you can create a group or become a part of groups of people who are like-minded. You can be kind to one another and begin projects that will help others. Let's volunteer to feed the homeless or raise money to provide the less fortunate in your school with clothes and food. Yes, there will be challenges, and this is okay. You and your friends can figure out ways to overcome any challenges you're faced with. There will be guidance counselors trained to help you that you can consult with. Just remember, peace on Earth begins with you, and once you choose love and excitement over fear, you will be amazed at what you can offer the world. There is so much you can do when you choose to be the very best Nathan you can be. Practicing kindness, gratitude, and love will help you reach your goals. When we choose to be love and share love and treat one another with respect, we are doing our jobs, and I truly believe that this will lead to peace on Earth, as peace on Earth begins within each of us, and we will show others how to become peace and love by becoming awesome examples of what peace and love are.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with Kathy Siegel Garcia.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Anthony Montes. And joining us in the studio is singer, jazz singer, vocalist, teacher, recording artist. I could go on and on from all over the world. Actually, just from Japan, just recently. Kathy Siegel Garcia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here, actually, in more ways than one. You came in inspired to share something that we never would have known if Anthony hadn't shared his story, which is exactly what we said at the beginning of the show. What was it that you shared when you walk in the studio?
Yeah, well, when I was 17, I had a good, what you'd call a good family life, but my father ran around on my mother since the day they were married. But what he did was, we had three kids, I was the youngest, and he had me as his buddy. So I was the only person that he would tell the truth to.
Oh, gosh.
And so, you know, anyway, it was very confusing. And finally, when I was 17, I just felt like I had had enough. I had tried to run away several times. Didn't work. So I decided, okay, this is the way I can control my own life. I can kill myself. Mm. So I slit my wrists, and I was found by my mom. And she sent me to a nice hospital, mm-hmm. where there were all different ages of people. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life, because I could actually talk to people and see that they were the same as me. Everybody, no matter who it was, where they were from, how old they were, we all shared the human experience, exactly the same feelings, but at different times, because we all create our lives differently.
And obviously this story would have not come up. Maybe you don't even think about it often.
No, I don't.
And having shared it like this, especially from yet another perspective as a woman, as a singer, there are even more people that will hear it and resonate and catch it maybe beforehand.
Yeah, I really think that people don't... they experience this idea that they create their own life and they can make choices, but then they somehow forget about it. You know, they lose focus on it. Mm. But I think shows like this, where people are speaking about it, remind them. And I didn't even think about it until I heard the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Wow. Well, so thank you for being here, literally. And you've also gone on to not only change your life, but you obviously are appreciated as a singer. You also teach. And it's interesting that you also related some of your life experiences. Obviously, you translated into music. Let's talk about a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well... I've always been very philosophical. And when I started teaching, I was fascinated by the actuality of voice technique and life, and singing jazz had the exact same lesson. Like, the thing I would be teaching a student, I was totally knowing that it was a life lesson and a singing jazz lesson, for instance, being in the moment, right? So you have to be in the moment when you're actually practicing technique, because if you're too in the past and too like looking at yourself, you can't move forward. Mm. So you have to be in the moment and looking forward. Same with life, obviously, right? Mm. We all talk about that all the time. And singing jazz, I mean, any great jazz musician will tell you, like Todd here, it's actually in the moment and looking forward. That's where you have to be, and you have to be moving.
Oh, absolutely. Interestingly, especially with jazz, because if you're singing something and somebody has to be listening to you, because the notes aren't written necessarily. They're going to go someplace, and that's part of the fun of it, is if you're in the moment, then you can play.
Yeah. But how do you be in the moment? That's the whole question.
That's the whole point.
Right?
That's the whole thing. Well, maybe you'll write a song about it. But in the meantime, let's hear a song, and then we'll get to chat some more. The first song we're going to hear is this.
I wrote it.
You wrote it. Yeah, is it called, about your personal experience?
Well, every song I write is about my personal experience. Even 20 Men Waiting, but I left that home. but Everlasting.
Wait, no, go.
The song is called Everlasting, and it's just about love and how love will reveal itself to you, and it's not always where you think it
is. Nice. Okay. Well, actually, before we start, we should probably mention that you're here with a colleague and friend, and he's Todd Hunter, and he's on keyboards.
Yes.
Welcome, Yay. Todd. Good to have you here
Good
as well.
Here.
Are you going to be singing as well, maybe?
I'm not going to sing.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to hear that. But I'll play good.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Here is Kathy Siegel Garcia performing her song Everlasting live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
It lives all of the time inside your heart, lies waiting, undiscovered, until it wakes to stir your heart. The song of love is everlasting, and time is just a player in his part. In a moment, you can know all the love you feel within your heart. If you search, you may not find it. It comes as a surprise. You might turn and suddenly you'll find it in his eyes. It embraces stars above. When you think you can't find love, it's waiting.
It's an old and everlasting.
it embraces stars above. When you think you can't find love, it's
Kathy Siegel Garcia, thank you so much. Are we giving the website The Jazz Chamber?
Well, that is my last record, thejazzchamber.com.
Mm-hmm.
But my site is kathysiegelgarcia.com.
Oh, okay. Then let's give that one. Kathy is with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, and Siegel is S-E-G-A-L.
Yes.
And Garcia.
Simple.
Who doesn't know to spell Garcia?
I know, really.
So kathysiegelgarcia.com. Well, just in case, G-A-R-C-I-A. kathysiegelgarcia.com. While we're at it, I want to thank Armando Compion for suggesting, long time ago, actually, you've been traveling, so it's good to finally have you here in the studio with us. And I got a thrill watching one of your videos where you're talking about this last CD, The Jazz Chamber, and you mentioned that the person that wrote all these songs was Bevan Manson.
Arrangements. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, of your
songs.
But
he is a composer as well,
yes.
He and I have collaborated. But on this record, he wrote 5 of the arrangements.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I look forward to hearing that. And when you say this one, that's the Jazz Chamber one, right?
Yes.
Because you have another one coming out, right?
I do. It's my 12th CD.
Wow.
With a beautiful two guys, Larry Kuntz on guitar and Josh Nelson on piano.
And now the piece that you just played, that's from what CD or?
You know, I don't think I've ever recorded this song.
Wow. Well, you just did. So there it is.
Cool, with Todd Hunter, yeah.
And so actually, Bevan's wife, Jenny Hansen, was also playing on your CD,
right? Yeah,
so I thought that was
very
really
talented,
cool.
Yeah. She's so wonderful.
Yes, she is. They both are, actually. And, you know, Bevan has been on the show, but Jenny hasn't. So we're going to have to remedy that.
Yeah.
So we have one more song we get to hear, and that's an upbeat song. This is kind of what we've been talking about.
Yeah, I know. That's why I picked these songs, because I knew it was going to be, I wanted to lift everybody up who listened.
Yeah. So
this song, it's called Every Day's Own Song. And I was kind of, it's about being in the moment and enjoying yourself. But also, as Todd knows, because he's on the road a lot, it's, you know, when you go on the road, it's kind of rewarding because you don't have to wash the dishes and you don't have to make your bed if you don't want to. You go someplace, somebody's there to meet you, and, you know, you have a gig and people are applauding. It's just, it's a nice experience, you know?
Yeah, not everybody that's on the road has that experience,
no,
Kathy.
And
but I'm glad
I'm
to
sure
hear you
I've
do.
I've had bad experiences too. But this is kind of an ode to being on the road, but also it talks about being in the moment and opening your eyes and, you know, being happy with where you're at.
Okay. Well, then knowing also how much Todd travels, we're glad Todd Hunter is here today with us to accompany Kathy. And so here's Kathy Siegel Garcia performing Every Day's Own Song live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
On the road, I go through states of repose where stress will fall away. Just living every day's own song. I wake up, step out, look round, and I go. once on my way, I just acknowledge the day, and life goes on its own. The flow of every day's own song will move it. For today, and as the day moves on, it takes an air of color as I paint the canvas free. Tone and rhythm added, they stir together as they flow into changes, and they change into a feeling as they move me along. To the day's own true song, a joyful melody where I can live the day's own song. I'll take up my heart and move on to the song. And as the day moves on, it takes an air of color as I paint the canvas free. Tone and rhythm added, they stir together as they flow into changes, and they change into a feeling as they move me along into the day's own true song, a joyful melody where I can live the day's own song. I'll take up my heart and move on. Oh, I'll take up my heart, move on. I'll take up my heart and move on to the song.
Kathy Siegel Garcia. What's that line, last line? Pick up your heart and what?
I will take up my heart and move on to the song.
Every day's own song. Good for you, and thank you so much, Kathy Siegel Garcia. And her website is kathysiegelgarcia.com. Actually, we did give the Jazz Chamber website for that CD, but you have 12 of them. So check her out, and you perform around town and all over the world, so people can follow you as they like. And what a pleasure to have you here with Todd Hunter. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
And Happy New Year to you, Anthony Montes. Such a pleasure. This was a great way to end 2018, and we're off to a great start in 2019, so wishing all the best. That is our show tonight. Let's thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great.
Thank you, and Happy New Year, Brent.
And Happy New Year, Brent, indeed. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.